From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told NATO members Saturday at the Munich Security Conference that the United States is fully committed to the alliance. Pence also reinforced the position the U.S. has held that some NATO members must step up and honor their financial obligations.
Let me be clear on this point. The President of the United States expects our allies to keep their word, to fulfill this commitment, and for most, that means the time has come to do more.
NATO Secretary General added the alliance means more than contributing money.
Europeans cannot ask the United States to commit to Europe's defense if they are not willing to commit more themselves. Because when our neighbors are more stable, we are more secure. All allies must speed up their efforts to meet the target of spending 2% of GDP on defense.
Jens Stoltenberg. President Donald Trump took to Twitter earlier today to take another shot at reporters ahead of his planned campaign-style rally Saturday afternoon in Florida. A White House spokesman told Reuters this week that Mr. Trump planned the event partly because he doesn't think his message is always treated fairly in the news, and Trump can deliver his own message very effectively by taking the stage and talking to the people of America. His weekend road trip began Friday at the Boeing aircraft facility in South Carolina, where he delivered a pep talk to workers and viewed the new Boeing Dreamliner airplane. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The oldest Muslim organization in the United States held its seventh annual meeting with lawmakers. The Ahmadiyya Muslim Community, USA, emphasized a new message that most Muslims are peaceful. This comes as President Trump attempts to halt immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. Protesters rallied in the Australian city of Melbourne in opposition to the deal to send refugees detained in migrant camps to the United States. The agreement was struck last November with the Obama administration. Its future is unclear after President Trump called the agreement a dumb deal. Phil Mercer has our story.
Under the agreement, about 1,250 refugees from Australian-sponsored offshore detention centres in Papua New Guinea and Nauru would be resettled in the United States. Most are men from Afghanistan, Iran, and Iraq. The government in Canberra has refused to allow their entry under strict border security measures, which prevent asylum seekers who arrive by boat from being resettled in Australia. The agreement with Washington is to be overseen by the United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR. Hundreds of demonstrators have gathered in Melbourne to voice their opposition to the deal. They argue that hundreds of refugees would be left out of the plan, which has no specific time frame. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, is calling for the safe, unconditional release of two staff members abducted in northern Afghanistan early this month, allegedly by the Islamic State militants. The abductees were a part of an ICRC convoy transporting food for livestock of poverty-stricken farmers when they were ambushed. The charity has since suspended its humanitarian operations across the country, where millions of people are in urgent need of aid because of the intensification of the Taliban-led insurgency. Pakistan has closed its border with Afghanistan, fired a barrage of artillery into its neighbor's territory, and staged a major domestic crackdown on militant groups, reportedly killing more than 100 suspects in response to the recent terror attacks in the region. Those deadly attacks were claimed by the Islamic State. Observers say this could provide grounds for a united fight against terrorism, but instead seem to be pushing the two countries apart. And the U.S. Senate has confirmed President Trump's pick for the Environmental Protection Agency over the objection of environmentalists who were worried about him rolling back the agency's enforcement efforts. Scott Pruitt says he will reform and modernize the EPA. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.